Well, it's a joy to be here. The Lord has led all the way, and that we were able to come this year. We wanted to come last year, but it didn't work out. And so God does all things well. He does all things well. Praise the Lord. And it's really been in our hearts to visit and to share what the Lord has been doing for us. But I love that song, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide?" I think of when Sister Clara Lewis and I first went to Tortola in 1982, and we didn't know a soul, not a soul. But the Lord led, has led each step of the way, and we had a three-room apartment that we used to start Sunday school in, until that was so crowded with 72 children coming in that three-room apartment. So our landlord built an apartment building two blocks away, and it had two bedrooms, and it had about four rooms and baths, so that was better. And so we moved into that after a little over two years there in that three-bedroom place. And then the first meeting, we had 84 children in that, and we only had seating for 54, really. We had... we had a long living room area and a kitchen, and was connected. And we really had to crowd the children in on that. Every Friday, we would move the furniture out into another room and then put the chairs up for a meeting. And for the first three rows, we had six chairs across the first three rows. We'd have two little children on each chair. That made 36 that got to sit on that. And then the other chairs, we put three children on two chairs. One sat in the middle in the crack between the two chairs. And I remember one Easter, we were telling the Easter story, and this boy stood up in the middle of the story. And I said, "Oh, Dean, something wrong?" "No, teacher, I'm just letting my chair cool off," he says. And the Lord has led each step of the way. Sister Clara Lewis passed away in 1987 in Tortola, and then Sister Vita came in 1988. But it's been wonderful how the Lord has led. And then we began to pray for land because we were crowded. We had... In that little apartment, we had quite a few. And a lot of times, the little ones in the front row would get sleepy, and then we'd go and put them on our bed. I remember when Brother and Sister Gordon Walfogle came, Philip took a picture of about eight children on the two twin beds we had in the bedroom that were sleeping because it was warm, and the little kids had fallen asleep during the Sunday school session. But God has worked, and we prayed, and the Lord gave us a piece of land, and we were able to build, as you many of you know. And we were 12 years in that apartment, and now we've been 13 years in the Sunday school building the Lord has allowed us to have. And we're so thankful because we're able to have retreats, and we're able to have vacation Bible school. We couldn't have that when we were in the apartment. And we also have workshops for the younger children, and it's a fruitful ministry. But I'm thinking of that verse. I'd like to read this one verse in Mark 16, where Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak and shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up, well, we haven't taken up serpents, but anyway, they shall take up certain serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." And I'm always blessed, of course, by the word where Jesus sent them forth, because if you read the verse before, he's bawling out the disciples for their unbelief and hardness of heart. If you look in verse 14, he says, "Afterward he appeared to the 11, Afterward, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen." And I thought, God, when we go to the mission field, we're not perfect. We're just common people, and we have our faults, but the Lord continues to lead us, and the Lord continues to work in our hearts and lives. I've learned many lessons since I was in Tortola, like the fact that this lady wanted to sell us his piece of land for the Sunday school building, and then others wanted that land. And I was so upset because the lady had promised us to sell it to us, and these other people were going behind our back to her and even threatening her with witchcraft because they wanted to build a church someplace. They wanted the land to build their church. And so it was quite a thing. And I said, but God, that's not right. That's not fair. And then the Lord dealt with me that I had an attitude in my heart towards that person, towards those people. And I could not have any attitude in my heart. And so we went to prayer, Sister Vina and I. Don't think she had the trial over it that I did, but we went to prayer. And as I held up the Bible, I said, Lord, you said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Lord, you have to help us with this. And then the Lord put his finger on my attitude, that I had a feeling. And so I prayed and I said, God, take that out and fill me with your love. And it was so wonderful how the Lord worked that out. I'll interject that here. I didn't intend to tell this, but those people didn't get the land, of course. And when we went to their church one time, the pastor couldn't even look at us because he was trying to get our land still, you know. And his secretary was there. And when she came in, she saw Vita and I, and she turned around and she went out. And then I could hear the pastor and she whispering outside, you know. And so they were talking about that we were there. And the Lord is so wonderful, isn't it, that when it came time to sing, the secretary had no songbook, and the only place to sit was next to me. The Lord wanted to know if I really had a pure heart with that sister. And so we shared the same songbook, and afterwards I said to her, can you see all right? You want to move your chair over this way a little more? Because there was a pillar there in the mission. And, she said, I'm fine. And as soon as the song service was over, she said to me, you know, it's so hot here. I got to move my chair over by the door. And so she was very uncomfortable. But my heart was free, and I was thankful for that. God deals with us. You know, it isn't what we go through, but it's our attitude in it that God is after. He wants our hearts to be pure, that he can flow through and meet the need. Praise the Lord. Well, the end of the story is when we dedicated our Sunday school building, we invited all the pastors that we knew in our area and around. And we saw this man downtown one day, and he said, oh, I got your invitation. And I said, oh, that's good. He said, I'm coming. I said, fine. And then he said, you know, we wanted that land that you have. I said, yes, I know, but you got a bigger piece now someplace else. And so, because the Bible says, if a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. And so at the dedication, after the dedication, I never told Brother Eddie about this. He was at the dedication. After the dedication, he came up to me and shook hands with me and left a bill in my hand. And when I opened it, it was a $100 bill. That pastor that had fought against us. And so, of course, we put it on the debt because we still had debt on the building. But I mean, God works and leads and guides, and he works in our hearts and lives. And God is been wonderful to help us in every way. There's been struggles, of course, and we've been tested, but there's a lot of witchcraft in Tortola. It's not free from those things. We face those things, a lot of demon possession. In fact, we've even had some children come to the Sunday school gateway, and they said they couldn't come in because we knew that they were into, and then we've had others that come that have been upset, and the Lord has delivered them, has set them free from these spirits, and we're thankful for that. God has worked in a wonderful way. But I want to share with you with this summer. It's been a full summer, a busy summer, and the Lord has been working. We had our vacation Bible school in July, and we had a little over 200 children, and we were short-staffed this year. We had a hard time to get workers. But the Lord supplied. We have 5 that came from overseas that helped us. And then we had some of our older young people that helped us. And it was marvelous. Just through prayer, and I know you folks prayed, we appreciate that. Just through prayer, God moved in such a beautiful way. Everything seemed to flow. And what didn't work this way, the Lord gave ideas to do something else. And it was very, very wonderful. And many children gave their hearts to the Lord and were saved. And we're so thankful for that. God is good. And then after the Vacation Bible School was camp in Virgin Gorda. And that camp is nothing like this camp. It's you sleep in tents. We had tents to put up, and you sleep on cots, and the mosquitoes, of course, are there, and everything too. They call the Virgin Islands paradise, but it's got bugs in it, so it's really not paradise. And so after at camp, the Lord blessed, and there was about 45, 50 children, something like that, at camp. These are the children of parents that come to the adult camp. They have two tents, a big tent for meeting and a smaller tent for dining. And the children's ministry is in half of the dining tent. And so we put up chairs there, and the children are there. And it was so precious because someone asked one little boy, I think it was, what would you like Jesus to do for you? That was the way it was asked. And he said, I'd like to be more like Jesus. And I thought that was precious. He wanted to be more like Jesus. And folks, we all want to be more like Jesus and reflect his love and goodness. Hallelujah. Then after camp, we had a week between, and then we went to Anguilla for Vacation Bible School. And we had 167 children there. And God worked in a wonderful way. There were many saved there as well, but I remember one mother called up. We had 32 in the teenage class, and this one mother called up and she said, my son told me he got saved this week at Vacation Bible School, but she said, I wasn't so sure, so I was going to watch and see, and you know, she said, I see a change in him. He takes the garbage out now without my telling him to, and he's more obedient to the things I ask him to do. She said there's been a real change in his heart. And I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful testimony. Praise the Lord. We had theme for Vacation Bible School in Anguilla is what we had in our own Vacation Bible School last year. This year, then we took it to the other islands, and it was on friendship with God. And Monday we brought out about prayer is, I can't read my writing here. Praise the Lord. Prayer is a relationship with God. And then we had a cell phone, a blow-up cell phone, for example, how that we like to talk on the cell phones to our friends. And so we need to talk to God every day and spend time with God. And wonderful thing about talking with God, the line is never busy like it can be on a cell phone. And so the children appreciated that. And then on Tuesday we had prayer is like perfume. We had two children demonstrate two ways to pray. One wanted their enemy defeated, wanted God to knock them down and so forth and so on. And so we sprayed bug spray, which didn't smell good, you know. But then someone else came up and prayed that God would bless the one that was their enemy and help them to love them and to change themselves and them also. And then we had a bottle of perfume and we sprayed perfume, meaning that our prayers can be like perfume to God, or they can smell bad to God if they have the wrong spirit behind them. And the kids really enjoyed that. Then on Wednesday we had that prayer is a weapon. And like how Daniel in the lion's den was our story, our Bible story, and how God can protect us when we're in trouble. He is our helper. And Thursday with prayer is the key to our problems. And we had a gate. Well, in our VBS we had a door, but in this VBS we had a gate with a lock on it. And we had different keys. And what's the key to your problem? And then we had one key that was labeled friends. Are friends the key to your problem? Then another key was labeled TV. Watching TV, is that going to help you with your problems? And another key was labeled video games. Wasn't it video games? And, of course, the last one was named prayer. And that's the one that unlocked the lock. We had a key with each large key. And they really, really appreciated those lessons. And on Friday we had prayer is powerful, telling the story of Esther. If she, I perish, I perish. But she prayed, and God worked. And I tell you, there's so many precious lessons. And we had a beautiful vacation Bible school that everybody was talking about. They said it was the best ever. And this is 7 years we've been going to Anguilla for vacation Bible school. Well, we came back to Tortola on Tuesday. We finished vacation Bible school Sunday, and then Monday we had a teacher's meeting with them. And we came back Tuesday about noonday. And fortunately, Sister Vita is the kind that plans ahead. So we had packed a suitcase for camp here before we went to Anguilla. So we had a suitcase that was ready. And Wednesday morning, we left again to come here to camp, to start on our journey. And God has been so very good and worked. And we're very, very thankful. We've had, in our Sunday school building, we purchased about 21 mattresses, I think it was, yeah. And so for retreats, the children come 9 o'clock one morning and stay until 3 o'clock the next afternoon. So they get to sleep in the Sunday school building. And for the retreats, that's the older teenagers, they get to go down, walk down to the beach on Tuesday, on the next morning. If they come Monday, then the next morning they go down to the beach. And we call it Galilean devotions. They have Bible devotions down there, and then testimonies, and after that then they can go and swim until 10:30. Then they come back and do craft and things like that, and then we do all the cooking for them. And then the workshops, we have, like, for the girls, we have a nurse come in and talk to them about hygiene and things like that. That's 9 to 11 years old. And then for the boys, we've had older pastors come in and talk to the boys too. And it really is a wonderful work, and God is working in hearts and lives in a very, very precious way. I know we had a boy by the name of Giovanni who came to Vacation Bible School. Was that 3 years ago, Vita? I think it was 3 years ago. And after one of our memory verses was, "Call upon me and I will answer thee and show you great mighty things that you know not," Jeremiah 33:3. And after Vacation Bible School, he and his parents and grandparents went to Puerto Rico for a vacation. And while they were there, he began to have pain in his head, bad headaches. And they took him to the doctor, and they found out that he had a tumor growth in his head, his brain. And the parents were devastated, and the grandparents were Christians. But the mother was crying, and I think the father was too, and the little boy said, "But Mommy and Daddy, we learned in Vacation Bible School that we should call upon the Lord and he would answer and do great and mighty things." And so he encouraged him. He said, "Let's call on God. Let's call on God." And you know, it was so wonderful how God undertook for that boy. And they did an operation, and it came out of it all right. And he's back in Sunday school. His hair has grown back now and everything. And he's been there for 3 years now. He's been back with us. And God is so good. God answers prayer, and it works in these children's hearts. Some people say, "What good is children's work?" Listen, I think if I should ask most of you here, you probably heard the gospel when you were a child or in Sunday school or something. I know I did. I was faithful to Sunday school when I was a child. And it pays to bring the gospel to children. It pays to bring the gospel to children. Young people, we have young people's meetings on Wednesday from 5 to 7 in the evening, because afterwards they can do homework if they have homework yet to do. And 5 o'clock they can come right from school and come to young people's. And we've had a wonderful time with our young people. God has worked. And now many of those that were in our meetings in the beginning, when we first had young people's meetings, they're now married and have their own home, some of them. And their children come to Sunday school. And so we are like grandma to some of the children. And so God has worked, and it's been wonderful. We thank you for your prayers and for your help, because it's very expensive in Tortola. It's a tourist place, and everything in the grocery store is about double what you pay in the States. But God is faithful, and he supplies, and he helps us, and we are very thankful. And I don't want to talk too long because Sister Vita wants to speak. But I'm thankful for God's goodness, and please continue to remember us in prayer. We have a good report because God has been good. I think of that verse in 1 John. It says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. And that's what we're doing. God bless you.